Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast in for Sean Pendergast. I'm Sean Bajani. Pretty good to be with you this morning, man. Thanks for joining us, listening on the radio, all the platforms. If you got the free Odyssey app, thank you. You are wise for downloading that free app. You can take us anywhere and everywhere you go. If you're hitting us up on Twitch and the YouTube streams, thank you. A lot of reaction from Texans stuff already this morning, and we got you till 10, so plenty more to go and get to in regards to that. 713-572-4610. You can hit us up on the phone lines or the 5-Hour Energy fan text line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610. Seth, shot in the arm, shot in the ass. I don't know how you felt about the six-year, $156 million offer. Was it insult or intrigue for Alex Bregman?
I still think it's intrigue. I think that, for one, look, Bregman, we go through this every year with Bregman. Every year. If he's in the middle of one of his droughts, you're wondering and you're frustrated, why? And then all of a sudden, when he turns it around and he's performing like an MVP caliber player, you're like, oh, yeah, that's just Bregman. That's what he does. Hey, it's no big deal. And especially then if he performs in the playoffs that year, like, oh, yeah, you can live through the droughts. But it's something on the sum total of things that you got to look at and consider if you're a team that's going to bring him on. The fact of the matter is, Bregman shares the same agent as Matt Chapman. Matt Chapman got a deal that was $5 million less, but Chapman's a year older. But their numbers are very similar in a lot of regards. And that was a deal to keep Chapman on the team that he was with. And this is also $1 million more than Altuve's record-breaking deal for the Astros. Yeah. The Altuve deal is the biggest deal the Astros have given out. And it's 1 year longer than anything the Astros have ever done before. So I don't know. It still might not be what Bregman is looking for, but I'd have a hard time if I'm Bregman feeling insulted by that offer. He knows this organization well enough to know that they operate a certain way. He's watched his friends Carlos Correa and George Springer and Charlie Morton or whomever else leave, and without getting an offer anything similarly competitive to what his is. So I don't think this is a no-brainer. Oh, no way in hell he's gone. And until I hear of an offer from another team that would render this deal insulting, then I can't imagine that he looks at it as an insult.
713-572-4610. We got this from the 713. Jim Crane is a bad owner without Jeff Luhnow. We know this, and the only reason we got our last championship is because Jeff Luhnow. It wasn't because of the owner or anything anybody else did. No faith in the Astros. He doesn't know how to spend his money. Jim Crane.
We know for sure that Jim Crane is a bad GM when he's an interim GM. We know he was a bad interim GM. I have a hard time saying that Crane's a horrible owner because of the guy he hired and allowed to do, and stood by the guy he hired for several years of being lambasted as the worst owner in baseball. That takes a certain level of brass balls that I don't think people understand. I don't think people understand how hard that is to do.
Yeah.
To just take all the slings and arrows that come with tanking and to stick it out. Like, no, you can't have it both ways. You can't say Jim Crane's an owner because the guy he hired and allowed him to do his work was actually the guy that was good. That's not the way the world works.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere in between.
I'm constantly intrigued by the unwavering confidence. You know, every year about this Astros team not worrying about letting key pieces, glue guys, heart and souls of the team, so to speak, flat out legends, maybe, in Alex Bregman's case, walk. The potential, like, is this going to be the one that bites him in the ass? You know, Springer, it worked out. Correa, it's worked out. You know, over the, like, Garrett Cole, you know, yeah, you know, seemingly it's worked out. Would you like to have Garrett Cole? Yeah, sure. But you feel pretty good about what the Astros have been able to do, you know, from a pitching standpoint and some of the young guys coming up. I saw this last night from Michael Schwab on Twitter. Quote, apparently the Astros have checked in with the Cubs about trading for Cody Bellinger. That's per Bruce Levine from 670 The Score. Bellinger has a $26 million tax hit and a player option in 2026. Yeah. It seems like a backup plan to add a bat if the Astros can't sign Bregman. I've heard the Bellinger thing before. Like, people have thrown that out there. But, you know, maybe now it's catching a little bit more traction. And I was going to say I don't know why, but I do know why. Well, the offer's out there. It's been reported, and so that would leave me to believe that, yeah, you know what? It's not exactly what Bregman and Boris want, so the Astros have got to be pivoting. There's multiple different ways that they can go here, Seth, and me and Patrick Creighton on Area 45 have talked about kind of the doomsday scenario where it's a soft reset. That would be a doomsday scenario, I think, in our mind, because, well, Bregman, that domino falls. Well, maybe you think about trading Fromber. Maybe you think about trading Kyle Tucker. Maybe you're going to unload Ryan Presley, and you're going to build through the draft and get some young guys in and all that stuff. But there's a contingency, and the key word here is contingency, not a plan B. Contingency, in my mind, is a word that intimates the Astros actually still wanting and thinking that they can contend for a World Series, as opposed to a simple, well, here's our plan B and this is what we're going to do, a soft reset. Right.
I think with, for one, Cody Bellinger, boy, I'd be disappointed, man. As much as this team has done to, at least locally, you know, and I think throughout baseball, they've, in baseball itself, the being better than everybody else scandal is long past in the rearview mirror. Most people in baseball don't give a single damn about it. But Bellinger, man, it just brings all of that back. And I don't know. Maybe there would be some kind of healing element to it or whatever. I think with Bregman, the biggest part of it that you forget on the sum total of everything, the things that aren't the eye-popping conventional stats that he brings to the table. One, the competitive at-bats. You know, when it comes to competitive at-bats and all the stats that go along with it, like his chase rate, his whiff percentage, strikeout percentage, like all these things, he's elite in that regard. Mm-hmm. And like, that's something that, whether he's slumping or not, that he adds to your lineup.
Yeah.
And then defensively, I mean, a lot of regards, this last season was the best defensive season he's ever had. And that was with gremlins in his elbow for a good portion of the season.
And what a good start to the season defensively for Bregman either.
Yeah.
Because as much as he was struggling at the plate, he was missing some plays in the field that he typically made, but he put it all together.
Yeah, it was the highest. I think it was the highest run value he's had as a defender in his entire career. So, like, we've been spoiled with that. We've been spoiled with really, really good defense at third base. We've been spoiled with competitive at bats by a guy who is very streaky and prone to slumps. That's harder. I don't think you replace that in one fell swoop. It's going to be a hodgepodge of, you bring in, whether it's Bellinger or somebody else that can do something for you offensively.
Jorge Polanco's been a guy who's been mentioned. Willy Adames, but a lot of teams are in on him. I just saw reports, I'm sure all of you have as well, that the Yankees were looking at the free agent shortstop Willy Adames, maybe as somebody they could move over to third. If in fact the Astros would be in on him. But those, to me, are real contingencies. Mm-hmm. The plan B is, okay, here's our plan A. It's to retain, you know, a guy that we think we can contend and win a World Series with here in the next couple of years. But the plan B shifts away from, like, okay, well, let's see what this fella, Shea Whitcomb, can do over there at third base. Or maybe let's bring a old farmhand back in and Josh Rojas and, you know, see if we can do something there. But to me, it's not even as black and white as that, because, yeah, if you went plan B at third base, doesn't mean you're going plan B as a team, because you could significantly and should even still look to improve first base. You cannot go into spring training with John Singleton being even a platoon option, in my opinion, on a World Series contending team this year. Can't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be disastrous, I think, and a thorn, maybe well, two
Singleton
thorns
especially.
In the side of Astros.
Sorry, don't make
fans.
Me think about first base, Sean.
I didn't mean to, but it is there. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast this morning. Coming up next, we'll hit the 8 o'clock hour, the aftermath of Aziz embracing the villain role. You down with that? We'll discuss next.